We continue northeast through Sarajevo, west to Niš, and southeast into Bulgaria. There we stop in the capital of Bulgaria, in Sofia. The next day, the road crosses into Turkey, and we immediately pass the lovely mosque at Edirne. Then we continue through flat, dry country, arriving at last at the final outpost of Europe. We reach Istanbul. Some years ago, I played a curious game to do an engines program. I used my computer to generate a random date and then did a program about that date. The machine gave me the number 584, and that took us directly to Istanbul, or rather, at the time, to Byzantium. My first reaction was, boy, is that ever a lousy date. The Roman Empire was coming apart, Christianity was mired in politics, China had been through 400 years of civil war, it had settled down again, but not until the next century. The Prophet Muhammad was just 14. His followers would build a great civilization, but that too was to be later. Right now we hovered between the old world and the new. The center of civilization was the city of Byzantium, today's Istanbul. Byzantium had built a great wall against the west, and it gazed east across the Bosporus. Thus armored, it was becoming a static, closed world. Yet that's the place to look for inventive energy in 584 AD. The great architect inventor of that age was Anthemius of Tralles. He died a half century earlier. His finest work was the Cathedral of Hagia Sophia, or Holy Wisdom. He finished it in 527, but an earthquake soon damaged it. The rebuilt cathedral, the one standing today, was finished in 558. If you've ever been to Hagia Sophia, you've been hit by an overwhelming sense of interior space. The partial domes rise upon one another. They carry a huge final dome at the top. Hagia Sophia ended an architectural era. It took the Roman arch to its limits, and the result is stunning. No one outdid it until Europe began making Gothic cathedrals 500 years later. Anthemius himself was wildly ingenious. He was a mathematician, and he wrote a book on parabolic mirrors. One story tells of a quarrel between Anthemius and a neighbor named Zeno. Anthemius finally decided to teach the fellow a lesson. He created a steam-powered artificial earthquake under the man's house. But Anthemius had been dead for half a century in 584 AD. The only Byzantine invention we remember after his death was Greek fire. It was a sort of napalm-like goo that the Byzantines flung at their enemies. And so our random date is interesting, not for what it was, but for what it wasn't. It was a gap in human energy. It was a hiatus in the forward march. This random date, this date I never would have chosen, is a grim reminder. We too can lose our verve, our mental fight, our forward motion. And if we do, nothing remains but to wait for someone else to pick up the thread of civilization.